This is Eric Bibb, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
Mama drank whiskey, Papa drank gin, baby drank the bottle with the saucy sauce in.
Great way to start. Somebody making the debut on the program as well. His name is Jawbone, real name Matt Zabor, out of Detroit. Got his break in the UK with John Peel back some 5 years ago when John Peel played a track on his program on the BBC, and that was it, really. Fame and fortune followed here in the UK especially, and that's the album which came out a couple of years later called Hauling, and it's called Saucy Sauce, and that was chosen for the show by James, the nephew I never had, James DeCann. Thanks for that, James. And the idea behind it, actually I better say hello. Hello, my name's Dave Raven. This is The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, on Skybird Radio, and of course as a podcast. And the idea for this week's show came as I was travelling into London this week. I was listening to This Week in Tech, TWIT, and it was Leo Laporte who was sort of saying that with Facebook and Twitter now reaching critical mass, you could almost do a radio show on Twitter. And I thought, what a good idea. I can't actually do it live because of the whole complexity of working with TRE in Spain. However, we can do a Twitter radio show. So I came back on Tuesday and put the thing on Twitter saying, if you want a request, just let me know, either on Twitter or Facebook. And by Wednesday, the show was full. And so every track on this week's programme comes from a listener somewhere in the world. James doesn't live too far away. Here's somebody who is not only a listener, but a musician, and also somebody I met over a year ago. Her name is Candy Kane. You can't stop me from loving you.
I want to stuff it in a bottle, walk off and leave it on the bus. I'd love to hand it to my girlfriend, mail it somewhere overseas, let it haunt somebody else with all those memories. But I got from loving you. You can't stop me from loving you. I tried to leave it on a corner. I wanna rinse it down the drain. It's always here with me. I know I'll never be the same. If I could hide it in my pocket and forget that it was here, tear it up in a thousand pieces and throw it off the pier. But I gotta take it with me. I gotta carry it along. I'll be, won't be forever. It's the only heart I own. I'm trying not to get it over. I just don't know what to do. This love of mine still seems to shine. You can't stop me from loving you. I'm loving you.
Stop me from loving you, a lady who is an example to us all, I guess. When I met her in February of 2008, she was in fine form, the original candy cane, if you know what I mean, larger than life. And then about a month or so afterwards, she was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and the rest of 2008 was fighting it, really. And she's back, beating it, and sounding absolutely great. The album, which came out in the summer of this year, is called Superhero, and that's You Can't Stop Me From Loving You. Now, on Facebook, Candy Cane has got a great, great article, which I've put a link to on the Raven and the Blues page. If you want to find out about Candy, her back history, the whole reason about how she's doing, what she's doing, and why she's doing it, it'll bring a tear to your eye, I think. It's a great, great read. Just go to the Raven and the Blues page at raven.dj/R&B and click on the link for Candy Cane. I think you can read it without being a Facebook member. I hope you can. You haven't got to join Facebook necessarily, but I hope you can read it because it's a great, great read. Good stuff indeed. Okay, all the tracks on the show have been requested by people who listen to the programme across the world. We head now down to Boca Raton in Florida and an old friend of the programme, Marty Gunter. And Marty said, how about Ollie Nightingale's tremendous but overlooked I'll Drink Your Bathwater Baby? What a great idea.
You know it's true. finest woman that the good Lord ever made. I bet a sip of your bath water tastes just like some good old lemonade. I ain't ever seen a woman look so good from head to toe.
Ollie Nightingale. The track comes from the album called The Southern Soul Hits the Chitlin Circuit, and I'll Drink Your Bathwater, Baby. Complete with sound effects as the blood going out. And thank you for Marty for that suggestion. This is The Raven of the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, and all of the tracks on this week's programme selected by listeners via Twitter or via Facebook. And on Facebook, John Paradise, who comes from Birmingham, Alabama, said, anything please by Susan Tedeschi or Sun Pie Barnes. Now, we've featured Susan quite a few times on the programme over the years, but Sun Pie was kind of new to me, so I did some research, and he's a young sports guy, really, to start with, graduated in, I think, American football, and then became a marine biologist, and all the way along the line, though, loved music, and especially loved Zydeco. And there's quite a bit of material from him, but the one I've chosen was recorded back in New Orleans pre-Katrina, so in the spring of 2005, a band of musicians got together and made an album. The album is called A New Orleans Visit Before Katrina, and here is Bruce Sun Pie Barnes with the great Zydeco version of the old blues original, Baby Please Don't Go. Thank you.
got your shackles on. Before I be your dog, before I be your dog, before I be your dog, get you way down here, make you walk along. Now pull down your window blind, pull down your window blind. So your next door neighbor won't hear you moaning whine.
Thank you.
Paradise. So, so lovely. New Orleans Before Katrina came out early last year. Features David and Michael Doucet, and also their Bruce Sunpie Bonds. The request of John Paradise and his wife Deb in Birmingham, Alabama. Thank you so much, John. Debbie, please don't go. Okay, next, another request, this time again from the States. Not quite sure where in America. I know her name is Kelly F. And her blues site, basically. She's from the World of Blues on Twitter. And she joined me this week. And when I said, what track do you want? She said, nothing easier than that. Blind for Love is the album. Anna Popovich is the artist. And the track I want is Nothing Personal. Kelly, this is for you.
A nothing personal, think I'm in love with you. Needless to say, I hope that you feel it too. Hope you don't mind that I care. I might look familiar. You wonder if we'd ever met before. Now that I found you, I don't wanna miss you no more. Nothing personal, think I'm needless to say, I hope that you feel it too. Hope you don't mind that I care. I just love playing your shadow instead of your guide. I could forever be around you, next to you, by your side. Nothing personal, think I'm in love with you. Needless to say, I hope that you feel it. Obsession used to be. Do you get a feeling being wanted? Do you get a feeling you're not alone? Someone you mean a world to, I still practically unknown. Excuse me while I spend another hour with you. Don't get me wrong now, I just wanna breathe there. You do.
Great voice that's matured over the years. Anna Popovich first came to my attention when I was doing The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio, and we're now back about 2001 or thereabouts, and a listener in Germany had heard Anna Popovich on the BBC World Service and emailed me, or perhaps even wrote to me back in those days, and said, you must listen to Anna Popovich. She's got a great voice, which I then duly did and started playing tracks from her album Hush, and I've been featuring it ever since. That's her new album out of this year called Blind for Love, and the suggestion of Kelly F. of, what was that? The World of Blues, or The Blues Today, which is her Twitter name. And thank you, Kelly, Raven and the Blues. When we put the sort of bid out on Twitter and Facebook that you could choose any track you like, I said also artists can choose as well. And Andres Roots of the band Bullfrog Brown came on and said, can I have Johnny Chimes, please, out of Chicago, from the album Chicago, The Blues Today? I said, Andres, you can choose your own tracks if you like. He said, no, Johnny Shines it should be. So here we are, going back to 1966, a great 3-CD set. Chicago, the Blues Today, the Johnny Shines Blues Band, and If I Get Lucky.
That's all right. Whoa, I get lucky. Some sweet day. They're having days. I didn't know your name. Whoa, why should I worry when I know it's all in vain? But that's all right. Whoa. Some sweet day. That's all right. Whoa, I get lucky. Some sweet day.
Recorded over 43 years ago, about 64, 65. The album came out in 66, called Chicago, the Blues Today. And that's Johnny Shines, the choice of Andres Roots. And If I Get Lucky. And Bullfrog Brown will be our guests in September. They're coming here to do a live session. They're in the UK and they're in Kingston, so they're going to be doing a live session for us then. Our guests next week, looking forward to it enormously. The duo Out of the Blues Band, Paul Jones and Dave Kelly, are going to be here next week. Special session from them coming up. You'll get the full session before the show, probably Monday or Tuesday of next week or thereabouts. And also still to come in October, Bob Cheever's out of the States and also Sean Taylor out of the UK. Okay, moving on now to our next request. And basically this one, I suppose, is bluesy. There are a couple, it's amazing actually, the requests that have come in. There are 12 tracks all being requested. Most of them are on the slow side, which I would have thought a bit unusual, but nevertheless. And some of them aren't quite as bluesy as imagined, but they fit both perfectly within the show, I think you'll find. And so from the album which came out a couple of years ago, Hymn for the Soul, a great blues voice of Joe Cocker. And here he is. This is a choice of Rosie Haralambos in Cyprus. Thank you, Rosie. A lovely track. Just Pass It On.
You don't owe me, ha. I'll be hoping I'll be praying to Muiza.
Cyprus, Joe Cocker. File Under Blues. The album is Hymn for My Soul, came out a couple of years ago. It just sounds so, so good. It makes you almost make you cry. It's called Just Pass It On. And mentioning Cyprus, Penny, why didn't you choose something? You've got a great taste. Come on, you could have chosen something. And this is The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe and Skybird Radio, and of course as an MP3 podcast across the world. All the tracks on this week's programme chosen via Twitter and Facebook. And that was a request from Cyprus, The Raven and the Blues. Here on the island on the Thames where I live, there are 62 houseboats altogether, about 100 people living on those boats. And a couple of people, Joe and Val, are good friends of mine, they're musicians. And Val, who is also a Facebook person too, said, if you're going to have requests and things, may I have one too? Please, Kebmo from the album from the 1996, Just Like You, and More Than One Way Home. I haven't played this for ages and it's lovely.
Daddy came around every once in a while, but Mama, she was there all the time. In summertime in Compton was not like TV, but we were right there where we needed to be. And the Thurman boys on Peachtree with only their dad, so proud of themselves in that old Pontiac. Her Bible and her three little boys at the Double Rock Baptist Church making a joyful noise. There's more than one way home. Ain't no right way, ain't no wrong. And whatever road you might be on, you find your own way. There's more than job at the grocery store, working weekdays after school from 5 to 9. And Tommy, John, and Charlie were the neighborhood stars with their mid-sized homes and their big fancy cars. And when the Eagle flied on Friday, I'd go out to play, wasting time with Otis out on the dock of the bay. And my ticket to adventure was a ride on the bus, different places, but they were just like us. But there's more than one way home. Ain't no right way, ain't no wrong. And whatever road you might be on, you find your own way.
Val McKenna and Keb Mo, Just Like You, the album, and More Than One Way Home. It's strange how, even though I know the majority of the audience to the show, apart from the FM side of it in Spain, are based in the States, and then probably secondly Australia and New Zealand, I would think, and then UK and Europe third, roughly. But I know the American sort of audience is the biggest one by far, and yet most of the requests have come in from a UK audience. And when I was discussing this with a friend who's in the business, he said, well, of course they will, because of the time difference, because otherwise by the time your US listeners get to their Facebook or Twitter pages, your little thing has disappeared away down the page, which of course is true. So congratulations to those who are going to be on, but basically it is very much kind of an English basic show, and then we stay on both boat's actually amazing. We stay from a boat on the Thames here at Hampton Court, a houseboat, down to a narrow boat in Little Venice, in the heart of London. Great location. And Sam Collins, a listener to the programme, an explorer, an adventurer, and also a man who likes good music. And he said, this isn't really strictly blues, and it's quite slow, but it might fit. And I thought, it will fit. I haven't played Tim Hardin ever on The Raven and the Blues. I really should have done. So let's go back to the Hang On to a Dream album. Tim Hardin, the choice of Sam Collins, and How Long? Sam. I'd kind of forgotten how bluesy he was in a way, because his very early albums back in the middle 60s were very bluesy. Tim Hardin there from, I guess, probably his first or second album, and bearing in mind he wrote things like Reason to Believe and If I Were a Carpenter. Oh, great of great stuff. Died, what, very early. I would think about 30 years ago now, I would think. Tim Hardin, The Choice of Sam Collins, and that is called How Long? It's The Raven and the Blues. We move now to South Africa. A listener in South Africa, Vickers Botema. Hope I've got your name right, Vickers. And you say, how about John Lee Hooker and Van Morrison together from the album Don't Look Back? I just love the way the two of them have play and sing together. You're so right. Here they are, John Lee Hooker and Van Morrison together.
Don't look back or today or yesterday. No good. I know so many people trying to live on for the past. No good. If I could call back today, oh yes, yeah, yes, yeah. I'd never, never be poor. No good. Stop dreaming, stop dreaming. And live on, live on. For the future. No good, no good, no good. No, 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 no. It ain't no good. Live on. For the future. And not the past.
Stop dreaming, stop dreaming.
and live on, live on. The future, not the past, not the past. No good, no good. But those days, it's gone, it's gone. Them passed on by. Those days, those days, it's gone by, gone by. Stop dreaming and live on for the future. But those days, it's gone, gone, gone away. Oh, 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 oh. I gotta say something. If I could live my life all over again, I'll call back them days. Yes, I would, yes, I would. Well, well.
Call back them days, call back them days. Yesteryear. Call back them days, call back them days.
Yes, y'all, man. They're gone.
In your heart, in your soul. In your heart, in your soul.
Live
on. Those days will never, 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 never grow old. Never grow old.
Never come back again.
Those days never go old.
Don't get much more laid back than that, does it really? Johnny Hooker, Van Morrison together from the album of the same name from 12 years ago, Don't Look Back. The choice of Wikus Bodma in South Africa. Same time zone, you see. Proving the theory that most of the requests that came in came from people within roughly the same time zones. So far, so good. How many more we got to go? Three more to go on the programme. All the tracks chosen, the very first Facebook and Twitter blue show, I think, ever on the radio, so to speak. And here's somebody now who is not only an artist, but also has been a guest on the show as well. Tommy Ludgate came towards the end of last year and did tracks from her new album called The Wall of Words. And she also suggested, could I play something from that album? She had a gig at a new blues club in Camden Town on Friday, which I'd love to have gone to, but wasn't able to make it. But here she is with off the album The Wall of Words, Tommy Ludgate and So Cruel.
One man can't say though he did save 1,628 souls. It sounds like many, but it's not enough. Why are so many people so cruel? We're all the same deep down inside. Mostly love, tell some little white lies. But tell me, do those soldiers really feel nothing at all? Why must they kill people in war? Oh, why must they be so? Da-da-da-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba- okay. So everyone has something to say. But what is wrong with simple words today? Oh, why is the world so cruel?
Voice, great album, Wall of Words, it's called, came out last year. Tommy Ludgate, guest on the show towards the end of last year, and that's a track called So Cruel. Okay, two more tracks, requests to go, basically, and we now go pretty close. I think probably the closest listener apart from Val on the island, and that's Bob Inman, who lives in Egham, which is about 6 miles away up the river. He doesn't live on a boat, though. But Bob's a regular listener to the show, obviously, as a podcast. And Bob said, how about Sonny Boy's Harmonica Blues from the Great American Folk Blues Festival album from 1963? Good choice, Bob. Here's Sonny Boy's Harmonica Blues with Sonny Boy Williamson.
Thank you.
brings a smile to the face. Great stuff. Thank you, Bob. Sunny Boys, Harmonica Blues, and that's from the American Folk and Blues Festival from 1963. Okay, let's close the programme with Bullfrog Brown. Andres Roots suggested Johnny Shines, which you played, but I said, come on, something from the band, seeing as you're coming to see me very soon. He said, okay, from the new album Moon and Central, how about Hurting Street? So that's what we're going to do. I hope you've enjoyed the way the show has gone together this week. It's been much slower than usual, and also it's rather more diverse in some respects too, but I hope you've enjoyed the music that's been on the programme. I think what we'll do for the US listeners, because of the time difference, is perhaps have something which we settle to sort of work just for you guys through your daytimes and early evenings and things, and we'll look at that in the future. But if you've liked the show, drop me a line. It's dave@raven.dj. If you haven't liked the concept, again, drop me an email. I'd like to know. dave@raven.dj. Don't forget the website, which you'll find at raven.dj/R&B, and there you can listen to the show, all the previous shows, donate to the programme, the whole bit really. And let's close therefore with Bullfrog Brown, the new album called Moon and Central, and this is called Hurting Street. Have a great week. I'll talk to you in 7 days' time with our live guests Paul Jones and Dave Kelly. Thanks for listening. Bye bye.
Lovely love.